stone.
Mother, your name is Radhakant. Why don't you go to Radhakant? Stay there. For a permanent stay there. Prabhupada has given you such name. But she was not convinced. Then once upon a time she got a dream. Prabhupada came. Prabhupada said that, and not only Prabhupada said, she herself saw that Radhakund was there in Krishna Madhava temple. She was sharing all this, but she was distributing books. And then Prabhupada came to her in the dream, and Prabhupada said, distributing book is as good as to stay in Radhakund. So you will distribute the book. So that is the real mode. Prabhupada says, book, distribute the book. That's real Radhakund. And actually it happens. When you just try to follow what Guru says, then all your yeh prasadi pura sarvasa, even though you have desire to stay at Radhakund, it will be fulfilled. But don't desire. Don't hanker. Just your desire should be for Guru Mukha Padmavati. Arna Kariya Manash. Then yeh prasadi pura sarvasa. Then Guru will fulfill all your desires. That is the real Vaishnava mode should be. Arna Kajama. That is the real mode. So, chapter 6 is very small. Very small. If you wish, I can finish in 15-20 minutes. Chapter 6. In the case if something, let's see. Yeah. How many pages in NOD? Chapter 6. 3 pages? 8 points, huh? But we are not going to discuss all them. You can just try to understand. That is the first paragraph. Srila Rupa Goswami states that his elder brother Sanatana Goswami has compiled Hari Bhakti Vilas for the guidance of the Vaishnavas, and therein has mentioned many rules and regulations to be followed by the Vaishnavas. The title of the chapter is How to Discharge Devotional Service. This is the title. Some of them are very important and prominent, and Srila Rupa Goswami will now mention these very important items for our benefit. The purpose of this statement is that Srila Rupa Goswami proposes to mention only basic principles, not details. For example, a basic principle is that one has to accept a spiritual master. Exactly how one follows the instruction of his spiritual master is considered a detail. For example, if one is following the instruction of his spiritual master and that instruction is different from the instruction of another spiritual master, this is called detailed information. That is not given here. But the basic principle of acceptance of a spiritual master is good everywhere, although the details may be different. So Rupa Goswami does not wish to enter into details here, but he wants to place before us only the principle. This is should be clear because you know Prabhupada has given example of one thing that two spiritual master can have different instruction possible, but the goal is same. Goal should be even in our moment. Spiritual master sometimes you may feel that this guru is saying this guru is saying what, but they both are true in one sense because they are giving one same instruction to serve Krishna. That's it. To surrender to Krishna. That is more important than to find out, of course there are details, like every flower has different fragrance, every cook has different taste. So in the same way, Krishna has variety. Krishna likes variety, so sannyasis are also giving variety. So it is possible that they give some different instruction. So now in this chapter, of course, this is very important. Adho Guru Padashraya and this all mentioned, all this local, the 64 items are there. But let us just first identify them. How to identify? We are just taking help of that book. Chapter 6 is simply Rupa Goswami is listing out list of 64 prominent devotional practices compiled from Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami. Have you read Hari Bhakti? Have you seen Hari Bhakti Vilas? Not today, but have you seen Hari Bhakti? Hari Bhakti Vilas is wonderful book. Or Arjun Vidhi is also doing Hari Bhakti Vilas. How to offer all whatever we do mostly coming from Hari Bhakti Vilas. It is good to read, but Prabhupada is all. So now 64 items. Now I have a chart, but you can make a chart if you wish. I can zoom it out for you. You can make chart in your notes if you wish. Of course, you can turn it. This is the chapter I've given in this way. Oh. 64 items for sadhana bhakti. It has two divisions. 20 items for primary importance. 20 items. And 44 additional items for service. There are two divisions. You can make same note, same chart in your. Twenty items for primary importance and 44 additional items for service. If we divide further, first 20 items that are primary importance, it has another two divisions. First 10 activities to accept, that is pravritti marg, 1 to 10. And second part, 11 to 20, activities to avoid, that is nivritti, do's and don'ts. First 10 do's, second 10 don'ts. And the rest 44, the first 21 to 59 items for sadhan in second part in 44. Sadhan means sadhana, yeah, it is sadhana. 21 to 59. And second part, 60 to 64, last 5. This is what Mahaprabhu used to say, no? 5 most effective items. The last, which we can call it summary of these 5 things we at least one should follow. You know, Nam, Arina, that. Association and chanting and Bhagavatam and Dham Nivas and all. That 5 things. Can we turn this back? So, chapter 6 is clear this way. What is in chapter 6? Huh? Chapter 2 defines sadhana bhakti. In chapter 2, we will define sadhana bhakti as engaging our senses in some service to Krishna. Can you translate it more? And in this particular chapter, chapter 6, Rupa Goswami is giving how you can engage.
In chapter 2, we heard what is sadhana bhakti and what is the other part? Raganuga bhakti. What is sadhana bhakti and second is raganuga bhakti. In sadhana bhakti, we heard how one should engage all the senses in Krishna service. That is engagement of all the senses. But how to do that? In chapter 6. And how to engage the senses in Krishna service. That is mentioned in this. So, this is the main discussion in chapter 6. Huh? Not required. Not possible also. Yes, list the last paragraph of the chapter. 64. The 64 items of devotional service should include all of our activities of body, mind, and speech. As stated in the beginning, the regulative principles of devotional service enjoin that all of our senses must be employed in the service of God. Exactly how they can be thus employed is described in the above 64 items. Now, Srila Rupa Goswami will give evidence from different scriptures supporting the authenticity of many of these points. So, in this, it is just listing, list out, not much. We just go to some of the points where Prabhupada is giving quotation from different lectures. That is, gradually Maharaj Bharat became very affectionate towards the deer. He began to raise it and maintain it by giving it grass. He was always careful to protect it from the attacks of tigers and animals. When it itched, he patted. And in this way, he always tried to keep it in a comfortable condition. He sometimes kissed it out of love. Being attached to raising the deer, Maharaj Bharat forgot the rules and regulations for the advancement of spiritual life. And he gradually forgot to worship the Supreme Person of Godhead. After a few days, he forgot everything about his future advancement. This is called, why it is required? Because when you are not strict with the sadhana bhakti, then it can happen. It can happen. Purport by Prabhupada. From this we can understand how we have to be very cautious in executing our spiritual duties by observing the rules and regulations and regularly chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If we neglect doing this, we will eventually fall down. We must rise early in the morning, bath, attend a Mangalarti, worship the deities, chant Hare Krishna Mantra, study the Vedic literature and follow all the rules prescribed by the acharyas and the spiritual masters. If we deviate from this process, we may fall down, even though we may be very highly advanced. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.5, acts of sacrifice, charity and penance are not to be given up, but should be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity and penance purify even the great soul. Even if one is in the renounced order, like sannyasi, he should never give up the regulative principle. He should worship the deity and give his time and life to the service of Krishna. He should also continue following the rules and regulations of austerity and penance. These things cannot be given up. One should not think oneself very advanced simply because one has accepted sannyas or the rough life. Actually, this I remember once. There was, when you are appearing in sannyas exam, one has to find out all the instructions by Prabhupada given on sannyas. So I think I saw some book where sannyas examination material was there. Okay. Something like that. So one should not think oneself very unsuitable. The activities of Bharat Maharaj should be carefully studied for one's spiritual advancement. This should be carefully studied. Because sadhana bhakti consists mangala morning program. I had a long discussion with Radhishyam Prabhu 2 days back. So, he was very clear in this point. He told me one point that good morning program, good leader. Good morning program, good devotee. Good morning program, good sadhana or good preacher. That means that, or this is called the other way. Morning program for ourselves, evening program for audience, for people. Morning for ourselves, evening to preach. This is the fundamental. So one should emphasize the morning program very strictly. Chanting Sishranath, reading lecture, or reading Srimad Bhagavatam, attending Bhagavatam class, or, you know, like, it is very much required, because we were in this 2 days meeting, and, you know, because Maharaj himself personally showed examples, Satyanath was there, all the our seniors, and they were all attending full morning program, full chanting, you know, in a group, and attending Bhagavatam class, and everything. Whoever is giving Bhagavatam class, no matter. No. From Mangala Arati up to full. That is required. That is required. Yeah. Attend full morning. Even sometimes I go to Mayapur, so I see Janiyas Prabhu is so highly, you know, learned devotee. He knows, you know, he's very serious, sincere, very experienced soul. Not only him, there are many. But for giving just example, he never missed any Bhagavatam class. Never missed. You know, no matter who is giving Bhagavatam class. Sometimes it happens that Bhagavatam class is given by some very neophyte person. But still, I have seen him every single day he is in Bhagavatam. So, that is more important. One should have morning program very perfect, you know, very clear. Then one more quotation. It is in later. Prabhupada wrote to it. In later Prabhupada wrote everyone must rise early, take bath at Mangala Arati, chant Krishna's attend class, follow regulated principles. If these things are relaxed, then there is no question of spiritual life. Anyone who does not accept these things staunchly will have to fall down. If you must teach them by your own example, otherwise they will, how they will learn? If you lose in your habit, then everyone will, in your temple will also be losing their habits. So as one of my elder disciples, being my elder disciple, be strong. Not debate and he will be blessed. In one of the later Prabhupada said. So when one should see that when one stops chanting or reduce chanting, stop offering food or he misses out sometimes, you know, taking prasad. Sometimes he stops reading or misses out sometimes reading Prabhupada's book, or stop at coming to temple, or sometime come irregular coming to temple, then you must know that it's coming downwards. You know, it's going downwards. You must know this. So not a single day is allowed. Even sometimes when we talk to devotees, you know, when we are giving training, at that time we give very strict, you know, information that not a single day, you cannot just, today you could not finish 16. Today you just started 10, so 6 you can do tomorrow. No. This is not advisable. So one must be very strict. Second letter. You must see that they strictly follow the regulatory principles, the four prohibitions as well as the devotional practice, rising early in the morning, etc., etc. So one is listing out there. This is the duty of all initiated disciples, whether they are big or they are small. So one is writing. Actually, in our moment, there is no such thing as a big and small. Everyone is a devotee. So everyone is expected to follow the devotional practice. Here in Vrindavan, I am enjoying hearing my disciples speak. Prabhupada used to listen, because I know, as Prabhupada told me once, that Prabhupada asked them that you give Bhagavatam class. And Prabhupada, you know what happened once, Janmashtami, I don't know where it was, but there were Brahmananda Prabhu was there, Malti Mataji was there, many other devotees were there, Prabhupada disciples. And there was a Janmashtami, a huge crowd was there. Prabhupada came, he sat on the Vyasasan. And not actually Vyasasan, he was on some good chair. And then Prabhupada, he asked Brahmananda Prabhu that put 5-6 steps this side and 5-6 steps this side next to me. So they did. Then Prabhupada said, okay, now you all sit here. Brahmananda and Malati Madhya and everyone did. 5-5-7 here, 5-7 this side, 5-7 right, left. They all said, Prabhupada said they had no option. Then Prabhupada was supposed to start his Bhagavatam. There are the mother finished. Supposed to start his lecture. Then Prabhupada said, you speak. Prabhupada, what will you speak? And he said, no, you speak something. But we are not prepared. So Prabhupada said, today is Janmashtami. And I ask you to just speak a few minutes for Krishna. Can't you? So, okay. Then he spoke. Then next, multiple uses. And all of them spoke for a few minutes. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. 10 minutes. All of them did. And finally, Prabhupada also gave a small speech. After the audience, they all left and then everything was over. Then Prabhupada asked them. That Prabhupada told the devotees that actually I wanted to know that how you speak. Because ultimately you have to speak. I am not going to preach because I am old man. Ultimately you have to speak. I just want to know how you speak. So this is the way, you know, speaking by his own example. Leader means to create leader. That is the mood. So Prabhupada is saying actually that, you know, I am enjoying hearing my disciple to speak. Disciple speak. So 2 times daily, everyone must attend the class. 2 times daily, Prabhupada says. You must attend the class. During the morning and evening, 10, sandwich formula. It is not necessary, sandwich formula. Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita class. The sandwich formula, you keep this. One should not, evening time, there should be no business. Simply Kirtan, chant, das, and be terrified. Don't try to be Paramahansa. That now I have not got to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, don't be a better Paramahansa than your Guru Maharaj. So what is saying? I go and sit and I enjoy my lectures by my disciples and how they are performing Kirtan. I'm enjoying, so I'm doing. You must also do. This is what Prabhupada is giving in one of the later. And the last later regarding this is, so for this line of devotional service, there is direction in the sastra. Therefore, we have made prohibition of no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat, fish eating, no intoxication. Even the smallest intoxication is also dangerous. Smallest, like anything smallest. Just like the fire. Even a small particle of fire is dangerous. When electric, it's small fire. No, you must extinguish it, otherwise it may become a very great fire. Chanakya Pandit has advised, don't neglect the fire, disease and death. 3 things we should not neglect. What are the 3 things? Fire, disease and death. One should not neglect, otherwise it will destroy you. You must clear them as soon as possible. If you neglect a small fire, it may become a great. You may neglect that to the money lender. He will add compound interest, one after another. First it was 3 rupees and after some years it has become 300 by compound interest. So you should not neglect. Similarly, this is also you cannot neglect. If you think, oh, it is little, it doesn't matter. You must finish it by a treatment. Can I recommend this? Advice. So everything. Hare Krishna. You are leaving from there? Yes, sir.
Yeah, actually, it was.
So, everything is there for our knowledge, provided we follow, so there is no difficulty. Therefore, our process is Mahajano Yena Katasantha. Dharmasya tattvam netam guhayam. One cannot manufacture our ways. We must follow the footsteps of our acharyas. This is our business. Don't manufacture. Follow Mahajan. That is what Prabhupada, this is in one of the lectures given in Calcutta. Prabhupada is saying this. So now, we got the information on Sadhana Bhakti. And chapter 7 will come, evidence regarding devotional principles. What we have already explained, 64 elements, principles. So, Rupa Goswami will be giving evidences on that. That we can take some time later. Maybe tomorrow or whenever you are prepared. Okay. So, we end here. Peter, you are doing your homework.